thank you for tuning in with us today. We are on Facebook Live, and due to the coronavirus, we will continue to monitor the situation and communicate updates to you. Please keep us informed about your lives. We want you to know that we care and that we are still here. We may not be able to visit in person, but we can still pray for you and your families. You can also stay informed by checking our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can also check on our website for updates at www.vfclexington.org. If we are a blessing to you, you can give on our website also. We hope that you hear something today that will encourage you and your family along the way. This sermon will also be posted on our website. Today, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today in this time of crisis, Lord. Lord, we know that we are traveling uncharted territory. And Father God, we know through your grace and your mercy, you're going to sustain us and you're going to strengthen us, Lord, and you're going to provide and protect us, Lord. I come before you right now on behalf of those that are watching today that feel like they don't know what to do. But Lord, now is for us to look up to you, Lord. For Lord, we know that our strength comes from you, Lord. It comes from you, God. You made heaven and earth, Lord. You know exactly what is going on. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort your people, Father. I ask, Lord, that you would touch the doctors, that you would touch the nurses, the firemen, the policemen, the military. Lord, all those that are in harm's way, Father God, that are fighting against this virus. Lord, I pray, God, that you will continue to strengthen them and help them and be with them, Father God. Lord, we know that we can't do anything without you, Father. We need you in our hearts. We need you in our lives in such a time as this, Father. Today, we make history, Lord, in what is going on. But God, the world may be feeling out of control, but Lord, you are in control. And Lord, you're in control of every circumstance, of every situation. And we look to you today, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And our faith, Lord, lies within you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Every Sunday we read Galatians 2 and 20, and for our congregation that is not with us today and you are following us on Facebook Live, if you would like to read along with us, we read this every Sunday. So if you could imagine our congregation as standing around reading Galatians 2 and 20, and we're going to read that today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Man, who gave his heart and his life for me. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Today is a day that we can begin to acknowledge our Lord and our Savior today. I'm going to go with a sermon today in a series that I have been going through for quite a while. And this is Slavery to Freedom series sermon number 10. And the title of my message today is The Song of the Redeemed. And that Slavery to Freedom series sermon 10, The Song of the Redeemed. We have been studying this for many weeks. And I want us to look here a little bit, as time will permit, to the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Slavery to Freedom series, sermon 10, The Song of the Redeemed. We see this, that there is a safety through the Red Sea. We see that there is delivered people experiencing God's protection. And they have walked through the Red Sea on dry ground, and their enemies were destroyed. The Egyptians tried to follow God's people, and miracles cannot be sustained by flesh. Let me say that again. Miracles cannot be sustained by the flesh. Pharaoh's forces were drowned in the sea, and the children of Israel and their song began to take place. In other words, God had given them a song in their heart as they had went through the Red Sea and was heading on to dry ground. We find this in Exodus 15 and 1. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord for His triumph gloriously, the horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. I want you to know today that God is with us just as God was with the children of Israel. God will continue to be with you and me even through this crisis that we're dealing with, and I'm comforted by God's Word. The first point today I want you to know is the Lord is my strength. Today, the Lord is your strength. If you're not leaning on the Lord, or if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the day to make that profession of faith, because the Lord is your strength. We see this even in Exodus 15 and 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My Father's God, I will exalt Him. And the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army He had cast into the sea. He had chosen captains also, and all are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. In verse 6, Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemies in pieces. And in the greatness of Your excellence, You have overthrown who rose against You. You sent forth Your wrath. It consumed them like a stubble. In verse 8, And was the blast of Your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed into the heart of the sea. Verse 9, The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Verse 10, You blew with Your wind. The sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. I want to say an amen to God's Word. Folks, I want you to know today, just as it was then in the Old Testament, just as it is today, God is with us. There is no surprise to God in what is taking place right now. God is truly in control of every situation that's going on. I am reminded clearly that there were memories of slavery that took place. These people had labored long and hard. The sting of the whips, the death of their sons, had longed for freedom, but too weak to secure it. Then God intervened, and by His strength, He set them free. Even though Pharaoh the king, the bad king, did not want to let God's people go, God says, I want my people to be set free. And I encourage you today that God wants to see you set free. He wants you to know Him in a personal way. And yet I'm reminded in the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, beginning with the 3rd verse, the Apostle Paul, he writes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, struggling with anger, longing for it to cease, struggling maybe with even alcohol or drugs, longing for release. And yet again, God's Word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yet struggling maybe even with anxieties, longing for peace, Jesus came and their struggling ceased. And yet I'm reminded in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 17th verse, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. My second point today is this: the Lord is my song. And today, if there's nothing else that you can say or do, you can begin to meditate on God's Word. You can begin to meditate on Him to where a song will come forth even from your heart. In Exodus 15 and 11, the Apostle Paul, Moses talked about this. And again, we're encouraged. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. This was a song that Moses was singing as the people of Israel began to sing. Who is like thee, Lord? You're glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. When God becomes your song, it's not just the supreme ruler, but it becomes your Savior, your Redeemer. Let me say that again. Not just a supreme ruler of God Almighty, but becomes personal to you, but you, God Almighty, He becomes our Savior. He becomes our Redeemer. Not just somebody up there in the heavens, but the one in your heart, the one that loves you, the one that knows every hair on your head, that knows everything about you. He's created you. I don't know if you know this today, but He's created you to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and He has made you. He fashioned you. And not just the ruler of the planet. It's not God just ruling the universe, but He's the ruler of wanting to be involved in your plans and in your life. Our God gives us a song. God gives us a song that we can begin to sing from our heart to be encouraged to know that God is truly in control. The world needs to hear your song. Let them hear God's song in you. When we begin to meditate upon the Lord, when we begin to ask the Lord, when we begin to surrender to God, you know, that's what the children of Israel had to do. They had to surrender to God. They became very rebellious. They kind of wanted to do their own thing. They wanted to be what they wanted to be, say what they wanted to say, go where they wanted to go. You see, but God was wanting them to come to Him because He was a God of compassion. He was a God of grace. He was a God of mercy. He's Abba Father. He's Daddy. That's what He wants to be to us today. And third, the Lord has become my salvation. The Lord has become your salvation. In Exodus 15 and 13, we see this. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid, and sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Verse 16, fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Until your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. Verse 17, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which you have hands have established. Verse 18, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Verse 19, for the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Amen. In other words, God knows exactly what is going on today. And let me encourage you that God knew back then what was going on, that God wanted His people to be set free. And today you may feel like that you're in bondage. You may feel like, Lord, I don't know what to do. You may be wringing your hands. Maybe you're just so disturbed, but I want to give you a word of encouragement today. God is our peace, and He will bring peace unto you in a storm that's taking place right now. He is our refuge. He is the one that we are to look at and to look to. The Lord in mercy has led forth the people. Praise God in a song for His mercy, for He is leading, for He who He is. He is God. He is our sovereign God. And yet for His guidance, we sing for His holiness. We sing for His salvation. We sing unto the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, how can you sing in a crisis like this? Because God is in control, folks. There's nothing else that we can do but look to Him and to say, Lord, I trust You. This is where the rubber meets the pavement, if I can say. This is where our faith, and I want to say to the church today, this is where we are to shine, church. We are salt and light to this world, and we are to communicate God's Word. This is the time where the church needs to stand. This is a time. Yes, a church is a building where we come and we worship, but the church is within our hearts. We're in the bond of love and we're coming together. You know, folks, a lot of times we think that the enemy maybe has caused this, but let's think a little bit more here. Maybe this could be God getting our attention where that maybe we haven't been doing what we're needing to be doing in our churches. Maybe God is wanting us to get on our knees in our homes. Maybe God is wanting us to get back with our families. Maybe God is letting us know that He's needing time. And time is of the essence. And so this may be the time where that we need to really rally ourselves together and continue to pray. Pray that God will continue to have His way. It's not your will. It's not my will, but it's God's will. Whatever God is a sovereign God. God is a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. But I do know He's a God of wrath. But I do know that He loves us. And there's no surprise to Him what's going on today. He knew this was going to take place at this very time and moment. There's no surprise to God. He knows exactly what He is doing. Listen, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. In Exodus 15 and 18, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Our salvation is eternal. Let me say it again. Our salvation is eternal. We will reign with Christ forever. Yet the question would be today, do you have a song in your heart today? Can you begin to think of the things that God's already done in your life? Can you begin to think of the things what God has done for you? Let the whole world hear this song from your heart. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am comforted by this word in Psalms 91 and 1, one of my favorite passages. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I want you to know today that if we can begin to call upon the Lord, if we would begin to just humble ourselves, if we could begin to just search our hearts and search our ways and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Because God says clearly that if we will dwell in that secret place of the Most High, we will be under His shadow of the Almighty. He will protect us. He will cover us. His love and His grace will continue to strengthen us and be with us today. Listen, I want you to know today, in my closing today, that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ,